Free Talk Live. You can bring up anything. Just dial in toll-free. 1-855-450-FREE. That is the number brought to you by SACL CAI. 855-450-3733. Joining you this evening, it's Ian.
And Michelle.
And for those of you just tuning in, we've been talking about the crackdown that is apparently imminent out in California. Now, interesting that the federal government would take the approach of warning people this time around. Looking in the last decade, we've seen the feds just coming in, swooping in, and raiding medical marijuana facilities out in California and stealing all their pot, taking all their cash, and basically just leaving them with no arrests. That's how it used to be several years ago. Then there was kind of, they laid off for, at least it seemed like they laid off for a little while, and then once again started threatening people, and now they're saying to over a dozen different facilities, they're saying you've got 45 days to shut down, or else we're going to come in and we're going to take all of your stuff. Well, it seems weird, doesn't it? Why would they do it that way? Because then they don't get, I mean, if these dispensaries will actually comply and close their offices, then the feds don't get their hands on all that weed and cash. So what gives?
Right, because with it being legalized, it's taxable.
What do you mean by that?
Well, those dispensaries are, they have income.
Oh, I see what you mean.
So they're having, you know, they're claiming, they should be supposedly claiming that income and paying tax dollars. And if they shut down, then there are no tax dollars to generate the revenue that California and
but why would they care about that? I mean,
that's what I'm
the DEA or whoever it is that's going to do these raids isn't getting money directly from the taxes.
Well, I'm saying they're shooting themselves in the foot. I don't understand.
Oh, I see what you're saying.
Right.
Yeah. Yeah, well, I don't
they're
understand at all.
They're being inconsistent completely.
Well, so you're saying should they stay open entirely, then they would make more in the long
run
in taxes. Right.
Exactly.
Yeah. Yeah, that makes sense. But this is, their pride has been hurt, right? Because California has been allowing people to sell marijuana to medical consumers for a decade plus now, and that's, that hurts the pride of the people that are doing the federal government's bidding, the DEA and the other agents that are out there enforcing the war on drugs. So they're going to crack down. They're going to try to teach them a lesson. The commentary here says that the challenge is to balance the scarcity of law enforcement resources and the sanctity of this country's medication approval process. It says it seems like the administration is simply making good on multiple statements made previously to appropriately strike that balance, as though it's appropriate or good in any way to threaten people who are just doing business, selling product to people that are voluntarily purchasing it. A lawyer who represents Dispensary Marin Alliance for Medical Marijuana said its landlord received an extremely threatening letter on Wednesday, invoking federal law that imposes an additional penalty for selling drugs within 1,000 feet of schools, parks, and playgrounds. The landlord was ordered to evict the 14-year-old pot club or risk imprisonment, plus forfeiture of the property and all the rent he has collected while the dispensary has been in business. That's a serious threat. We're going to put you in a cage. We're going to take your property, and we're going to go ahead and raid your bank account for all of the rent that you've been collecting the entire time. What landlord is going to make a stand on this? What landlord is going to say, I am willing to stand up for my client here, the person that's been renting this property?
I want to see all the people that smoke weed standing up, and Normal and the other...
What good's it going to do if the landlord kicks them out?
Woody Harrelson, hello, where are you?
They always target the people that are the most influential in any given situation. Mm-hmm. So what good is it going to do if a bunch of pot smokers are willing to come out and protest? That doesn't do any good if the landlord says, yeah, that's nice, I'm pulling my lease. Mm-hmm. Sorry. I just, you know, I can't take this risk. I've got properties spread out across town. You're one of 10 properties that I own, and my family does, you know, they don't want to see me in jail. So
absolutely,
I'm done.
So I'm not suggesting that the protesters would be able to change the minds of the landlord. I'm suggesting that they could offer an alternative.
An alternative to what?
I would like to having the dispensaries go somewhere else, or, you know, I just would like to see people that are benefiting from this rally in support of the dispensaries and the growers and the advocates of marijuana.
According to the piece here over at MSNBC, Merit Alliance's founder has been paying state and federal taxes for 14 years. And he says that they've cashed all the checks. Quote, all I hear from Obama is whining about his budget, but he has money to do this, which will actually reduce revenues. So making
your exact point.
Chris Hermes, a spokesman for the medical marijuana advocacy groups Americans for Safe Access, said the warnings are part of what appears to be an attempt by the Obama administration to curb medical marijuana on multiple fronts and through multiple agencies. A series of dispensary raids in Montana, for example, involved agents not only from the FBI and U.S. Drug Enforcement Agency, but also the IRS and even the EPA, the Environmental Protection Agency. Going after property owners.
Right, because cannabis is so dangerous to the environment?
Who knows? Going after property owners is not a new tactic, however. 5 years ago, the Department of Justice made similar threats to about 300 Los Angeles area landlords who were renting space to medical marijuana outlets, some of whom were eventually evicted or closed their doors voluntarily. He says it did have an impact, but the federal government never acted on its threats, never prosecuted anybody, and never even went to court to begin prosecutions. By and large, they were empty threats, but they relied on them and the cost of postage to shut down as many facilities as they could without having to engage in criminal enforcement activity. So that may answer my question as to why the 45-day warning. Why not just swoop right in and take the stuff and make some arrests? Why not? Well, what he's suggesting here is if the feds were to actually go after these folks, that there might be a solid court case.
Mm-hmm.
Like there might be some way to balance, to bring up states' rights, the so-called states' rights,
right,
in court and possibly win. Which is also one of the reasons why some people say that the feds never actually follow through with prosecuting pirate radio operators. And maybe there are some exceptions to this rule, but I've never heard of them. And if you know of one, please feel free to clarify at 855-450-FREE. But they use their intimidation tactics to get people to stop broadcasting. Mm-hmm. If they've got a pirate radio transmitter up, they'll tell you that they're going to threaten you with, $20,000 in fines, possibly some jail time as well. This is what their letter that they will deliver to you will say, and that's scary. Mm-hmm. Who wants that? So most people shut off their transmitters. But if it actually comes down to it and they do levy a fine and they say, well, all right, well, Michelle, we found you operating this transmitter and now you've got a $10,000 fine. If you actually don't pay that, then it's my understanding that they're not willing to go to court over it. They're not willing to actually take you to whatever that process would be that they would have to go through the federal government to get a court order that you have to pay that fine. Because they're concerned about free speech. They're concerned that somebody's going to challenge their regulations on a free speech basis, and that challenge has never actually been allowed to have been made in court because they won't go to court. Similarly, maybe that's what he's saying here in California is that, well, they're not actually going to do the raids. They're just going to send these letters out like they did a few years ago. They're going to send these letters to a bunch of different facilities and just cross their fingers and hope they'll
shut
down.
Right, absolutely. Well, prosecuting attorneys really use their statistics of win-loss ratios to move up the ladder.
Mm-hmm.
Whereas defense lawyers, their win-loss ratios determine basically how much they can charge their clients and stuff. So for prosecuting attorneys, it's a power issue. And so if people take plea deals, essentially that counts as a win. For the state. And
it's a good win for the state because they haven't had to spend any money to get it.
Exactly. So, for all of you out there who are facing, court cases and charges and things like that, both Ian and I, go ahead and go to court when we're issued tickets, et cetera, and then we appeal decisions when they don't rule in our favor.
I've never actually successfully appealed anything because you're going to try to appeal.
Yeah.
But they won't let me appeal because I won't pay them $180 to appeal. You can appeal to Superior Court in some instances and get a jury trial. But to actually appeal beyond that is something that costs money, or you have to give them a financial affidavit. And I'm not willing to do that either. So therefore, basically, I'm stuck in a place where I can't appeal.
I think I'm going to appeal the $180 so I can cost them $1,000.
More coming up here at 855-453. That's the toll-free number, 1-855-450-3733. Whether you want to talk about the medical marijuana situation in California or anything you want, it's Free Talk Live.
And now it's time for the Leadership Radio Minute with tips and advice on how to maximize your own leadership potential. Here's international leadership expert and New York Times bestselling author John C. Maxwell.
If you want to advance in your leadership journey, you need to get out of your own territory. Don't try to be king of the hill, looking down from your high place on others. Come down and get with your people. Make it your responsibility to learn who they are, find out what they need, and help them to win as a team. In order to do anything new in life, we must be willing to leave our comfort zone. We have to take risk. We have to think differently. But each time we do those things, it expands our comfort zone and it enlarges us. If you want to grow as a leader, be prepared to be uncomfortable. But know this, the risks are well worth the reward. For the Leadership Radio Minute, I'm John C. Maxwell.
For more information on how to maximize your own leadership potential, please visit johnmaxwell.com. True leadership isn't a matter of having a certain job or title. In fact, being chosen for a position is only the first of the five levels every effective leader achieves. In his new book, The Five Levels of Leadership, leadership expert and New York Times bestselling author John C. Maxwell helps you to become more than the boss people follow only because they're required to. He gives advice on how to grow further, achieve results, and build a team that produces. The Five Levels of Leadership, the newest book from John C. Maxwell, is available wherever books are sold. This Your Family Today tip is brought to you by Juicy Juice, 100% juice, providing a full serving of fruit in every 4 ounces. Visit us at juicyjuice.com. When it comes to nutrition, kids need both fruits and vegetables every day to stay healthy and grow. For the ideal mix, your kids should have at least 1.5 cups of any veggie or 100% veggie juice and 1 cup of any fruit or 100% fruit juice a day. For more tips like these, visit us at parenthood.com/yourfamilytoday.
Is your credit card debt out of control? Are you in over your head dealing with monthly payments? There's a powerful secret that credit card companies don't want you to know. If you have credit card debt, you have the power to settle that debt for a fraction of what you owe, cutting your payments by up to half or more. That's bad news for credit card companies, but it's great news for you. And we'd like to offer you free information that will show you how to settle your credit card debt and lower your payments by up to half or more. It's yours free when you call today. Don't declare bankruptcy. Give us 10 minutes and we could save you thousands. Live better, debt free. Find out how easy it is by calling for this valuable free information.
For the secret the credit card companies don't want you to know, call National Debt Relief today at 1-800-460-5733. 1-800-460-5733. This free information is available only for a limited time. Change your life. Call 1-800-460-5733 today.
Ready for cold and flu season? Now's the time to get ready and save during the pre-winter sale at HerbalHealer.com. Stock up on powerful, natural flu fighters like olive leaf extract, elderberry power, and grapefruit seed liquid. Don't forget your vitamin D3 this winter. Right now, HerbalHealer.com has 120 soft gels, 1,000 IUs, on sale for only $9. And remember, HerbalHealer.com offers eFoods Global products, delicious, premium, storable foods that contain no MSG, no trans fats, no GMO, and have a 25-year shelf life. Click the eFoods link on HerbalHealer.com and try eFoods storable meals for free. Bookmark HerbalHealer.com, then experience live chat, correspondence courses, and sign up for our free newsletter. As always, new customers get a free 128-page catalog with your order. Log on and hit the pre-winter specials at HerbalHealer.com. Healing the world with nature, one person at a time, since 1988.
Now, more Free Talk Live. Dial in at 1-855-450-FREE. That's 1-855-450-FREE.
This is Free Talk Live. You can bring up anything. That's the point of the program. The toll-free number brought to you by SACL CAI is 1-855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-3733. In the studio this evening, it's Ian.
And Michelle.
And we invite you to our website over at freetalklive.com. News updates. Get signed up. We'll keep you in the loop whenever there's something that you need to know about Free Talk Live. Go to news.freetalklive.com. Get signed up for our emailed updates. Or you can follow us via Twitter or Facebook or any combination of those three, whatever works best for you. To get information, you can do it, and it's free. So get signed up over at news.freetalklive.com. If you're ready to stand up for freedom and you know the media is not going to help you, the establishment is not going to help you, then you need to do something, and you can help the campaign of Ron Paul on blackthisout.com October 19th.
It's a day where people are getting together and donating to Ron Paul's presidential campaign, and they're going to donate an amount that will be something that cannot be ignored by the mainstream media. So, and then they did it successfully last year on the November 5th money bomb. Now it's called blackthisout.com, and it's happening October 19th. So join them over at blackthisout.com as we continue here with you and your thoughts. We've got Seth on the line in Virginia. Seth, you're on Free Talk Live with Ian and Michelle.
I think I was talking to you, one of your co-host a couple weeks back. You just got out of jail, right?
I did. Yes, sir.
What's your opinion on a guy going to jail for breaking his probation because they found an empty beer bottle?
I think probation is a horrible system that is basically designed to bring people back into jails and prisons around the country. The restrictions that are placed on people on probation are essentially... It's almost impossible to not violate probation.
But as I recall, you actually called in when I was on the air with Jason Talley and Mark Edge. And if I recall correctly, you are in favor of the state intervening in some instances and people going to jail for some things related to alcohol. Is that correct?
No, that's incorrect.
Huh.
So go ahead and tell me more.
Well, I just want to know your opinion on going to the person on probation going to jail for a freaking beer bottle.
No, I think it's outrageous. I think that I think probation should be eliminated. I mean, as far as changes that could happen to the system, I don't see what the reason for probation is besides a system to keep violating people and keep sending them back to jail.
Well, I mean, the day before me and my family were going to Florida on vacation, they found that beer bottle. They put me in handcuffs in front of my wife and my
family. Oh, jeez.
What were you on probation for?
Picking my son up by his ankle to football practice on August 12th, 2009.
Well, see, the thing is, to me, it doesn't matter what somebody was on probation mm-hmm. for. Because if you didn't have probation, now, under our liberty-oriented paradigm, Michelle, we like the idea of restitution. Like, so if somebody's
Absolutely.
Been victimized, they should be made whole by the person who victimized them.
God damn it. And who was victimized in my situation? I went to jail for they tried to put me in jail for 6 months, but it ended up being a month.
Did you hurt your son?
No. CPS did an investigation. They found the allegations of abuse to be false.
You don't belong in jail.
And you still went to jail? Have you filed a suit against the state?
No, I haven't.
I suggest you do.
I probably won't win.
How are you going to do that, Michelle? I mean, it costs money to have attorneys, and attorneys don't just take cases usually.
You can represent yourself.
But they're all
how the hell do you do
that? They're all buddies. They're not going to award a judgment for me because they're all buddies.
Right. Go ahead. No, see,
Facebook friends. They're all Facebook friends.
Yeah, they all hang out together.
The lawyers, they're all Facebook friends in the system.
I agree with Seth completely. I think it's a waste of time to do this sort of thing. If it's worthwhile, then an attorney will pick it up and say, yeah, you got a great case. I'll go ahead and take this on. But I don't see attorneys banging down anybody's door around here, despite all the obvious violations of the Constitution and rights and
right.
things like
I'm
that.
Not hiring,
they just don't do anything.
I'm not hiring an attorney for any of the things that I'm involved in. I think that... but I am a strong advocate of sucking the state dry.
Well, whenever you want to file a lawsuit, it costs money, so you're actually giving them money in that case.
I mean, I would end up I would just end up just paying money for nothing I'm going to win.
Yeah, that's how I feel.
But I mean, I honestly believe I'm the first person in this country to actually end up going to jail with an incident with his kids where they found the allegations of abuse to be false.
Actually, Thomas Ball was a man here in Keene who, back about 4 months ago, 5 months ago, self-immolated. He lit himself on fire out in front of
Superior
Court.
Well, he did hit his child.
He smacked her hand a little bit, but it didn't cause any redness or anything like that.
Pretty sure he smacked her in the mouth, actually.
There's more than that. I know about that.
Yeah, he smacked her in the mouth and caused her to bleed, Michelle.
I mean, I didn't put a bruise on my kids. I did nothing to them.
Yeah. No, I don't think you should have been in jail, and
he was still found not guilty, though, of abuse.
It's true. You're right about that. He was found not guilty of simple assault. He was never charged with anything besides that. Hey, I'm with you, dude. You didn't belong in jail in the first place, and probation is just a system that's designed to violate you. Are you still out on probation?
This all happened in August of 2009.
Mm-hmm.
They separated me from my family for 6.5 months, the final month in jail, and I got 2 years probation. So I got 4.5 months.
Mm-hmm.
But what killed me about all this is, you know, my wife, you know, she works, I work. I got triplets. They're 9 years old now, and a daughter who's 11, but they were, you know, 2 years younger then.
Mm-hmm.
They don't care. They're like, good luck, woman. You're on your own. We're going to throw this father out of the house.
Mm-hmm. Yep.
Even though they know that I don't abuse my kids. It's just unbelievable.
It's the most inhumane, just it horrible
is inhumane.
System.
I like you. You know that, Ian? I like you.
Oh, well, thanks, Seth. I appreciate hearing from you. Thanks for the call tonight, man. I think it should be gotten rid of entirely. Because, look, even if you just accept the kind of the punitive system of justice that they have here, so-called justice, where somebody does something wrong and they have to sit in a jail cell.
Right.
We don't accept that. We think it should be restitution.
Right.
But even if you just accept the punitive system, it should end after the jail sentence. It should be over. Look, whatever the appropriate supposed sentence is should be what is served. Good time, let them out early for good time, whatever. But once they've served the time, it should be over. The probation system is just, it's worse than a suspended sentence. I have a suspended sentence where over my head there's this axe of another 9 months in jail hanging if I get in trouble in the next 2 years. Probation is even worse because they can come into your home. They can search your home at any time. If, for instance, let's say that you're living with your parents or something like that. Mm-hmm. Well, your parents aren't allowed to have beer in the house. You cannot have, like he said, an empty bottle of beer, violation of probation.
Mm-hmm.
Test you know, dirty on a drug screen, violation of probation. Don't show up at the probation office on time for your weekly appointment, violation of probation. Leave the state, violation of probation. I mean, there's just so many different parameters placed on these folks. The guys I was in jail with, there were a lot of them in there for VOP. And it's like, it's just a revolving door. They just keep getting put back in. How is anyone, speaking of supporting a family, how is anyone supposed to get their feet on the ground?
Right.
If at all times they feel like they're walking on eggshells because they know that at the drop of a hat, some uppity probation officer could find a reason, basically, to violate their probation. And boom, they're right back in for 6 more months, maybe another year. And then when they get out, in most cases, it's my understanding, probation resets. So here you go again. Here's another 3 more years of probation that you're on once you get out from the violation of probation.
It's very tyrannical.
It's horrific. More coming up. This is Free Talk Live. Tell your story.
Smokers, are you still smoking traditional cigarettes? Are you still smelling up your clothes and car interior, staining your teeth, and getting ashes everywhere? Why? When you could be smoking or vaping with e-cigarettes by LeCig. With LeCig e-cigarettes' revolutionary microelectronic technology, rechargeable battery, and unique replacement cartridges, you'll get all the satisfaction of smoking, but no smoking hazards. Choose from a wide variety of our new American-made Vaporeon e-liquid flavors at LeCig.com, spelled LeCig.com, or call 870-518-4307. That's 870-518-4307. LeCig e-cigarettes for today's modern smoker. Warning, e-cigs may contain nicotine, an addictive substance known to the state of California to cause birth defects or cancer. Please be aware of the risks associated with e-cigs prior to use. You must be 18 years or older to purchase.
Are you tired of spending money for metal canning lids year after year? Then stop! Stop buying metal lids and get Tatler reusable canning lids. Made of USDA and FDA approved food grade plastic, Tatler canning lids let you safely store emergency preparedness foods for years. Traditional metal lids are single use throwaways that contain BPA, but Tatler canning lids are indefinitely reusable and guaranteed to last a lifetime when used as designed for home canning and contain no BPA. Tatler lids are dishwasher safe, perfect for standard pressure or water bath canning, eliminate food spoilage from acid corrosion, fit standard mason jars, and are proudly made in the USA. Place orders by phone at 877-747-2793 or go to reusablecanninglids.com. That's 1-877-747-2793 or go to reusablecanninglids.com. That's reusablecanninglids.com. Tatler Reusable Canning Lids, the original since 1976.
What nutrition are you missing that's leading to the 4 major diseases? cancer, arthritis, heart disease, and Parkinson's. There are at least 80,000 medical studies that show a lack of the protein glutathione to be linked to cancer, heart disease, Parkinson's, macular degeneration, lung disease, digestive diseases, diabetes, Alzheimer's, ALS, rheumatoid arthritis, and lupus. In all, at least 68 diseases. What is the number one food by which your body is most empowered to increase its glutathione production? It is undamaged whey protein from grass-fed cows. One World Whey is truly the first undamaged whey protein. All other whey protein powders are damaged by heat, chemicals, and filtration. One World Whey is the most life-giving whey protein powder ever produced. Call 888-988-3325. That's 888-988-3325. Or visit oneworldwhey.com. That's oneworldwhey.com.
Jason Lewis here. We talk daily about all the crazy stuff happening around the world. Concerns with the economy, job loss, and natural disasters, just to name a few. Let me ask you, what are you doing to be prepared? How will you provide for your family in an emergency? Well, for my preparation, I recommend WiseFoodStorage.com. WiseFoodStorage.com offers delicious, ready-made, freeze-dry meals that carry a 25-year shelf life, and you prepare them in minutes by simply adding water. Wise Food Storage entrees are packaged in individual metal Mylar pouches, then stored in convenient grab-and-go plastic containers for freshness and easy transport. Go to WiseFoodStorage.com today to request a free entree sample. And for a limited time, enter the promo code Lewis to get free shipping on any order. Call 855-FOOD-WISE. That's 855-366-3947. Or visit WiseFoodStorage.com. WiseFoodStorage.com. Gourmet emergency food at the best price.
This is Free Talk Live. Call in now, 1-855-450-FREE. That's 1-855-450-FREE.
This is Free Talk Live, the toll-free number for you to bring up what you want. 855-450-FREE. A number brought to you by SACL CAI, by the way. That's 855-450-3733. Joining you in the studio tonight, it's Ian.
And Michelle.
And, of course, we invite you to our website. We've got listening options there. Live streams that are available around the clock for the latest episode of Free Talk Live. You can get tuned in via our broadband or dial-up streams. Plus, there are over 100 great radio stations across the country that air the show throughout the week. You'll get a list of them, our satellite listening options, including two XM satellite radio channels and our free-to-air satellite channel, the webcam, and the listen lines that allow you to call in from any phone that can dial long distance and listen to the show over your phone line. So go to listen.freetalklive.com to learn more. That's listen.freetalklive.com. Continuing with you and your thoughts, ladies first. Rachel is in Clearwater, Florida. You're on Free Talk Live. Hello, Rachel.
Hi, how's it going?
Hey, great. What's on your mind tonight?
I have a kind of a question. I was hoping you guys could help me out. I have lupus, and one of the problems I have is getting and holding a job because I often have to quit because of my condition, and my entire family wants me to apply for Social Security disability, and I kind of have a problem with that because I try to do things on my own. I try to work around it, but I don't really want to go into the system and take from it, even though everyone's like, oh, well, you deserve it. You have a disability. And I was kind of hoping maybe I could get some insight from you guys on that.
Good question.
Yeah, I've fortunately not been in a situation while I had children where I was desperate and out of work and out of money and homeless, etc. So I don't know how it would be to be in that situation. But when I was single and before I had kids, there was a period when I had no money and I was very ill and I was homeless and I was willing to die. But that was me, you know. So I didn't go on any sort of public assistance and what have you. And I was actually taken in by someone. I was over in Hawaii and I was taken in by someone who I had just met, actually, from a church. I wasn't a Christian at the time, but, In any case, so, but I think that's kind of radical. I don't, you know.
Well, I don't behoove anybody for taking what is out there. I mean, most of us have paid into the system, and so I don't think that there's anything morally...
See, I haven't paid into the system.
Yeah.
So
yeah. I don't think there's anything necessarily morally wrong. Like, before I stopped paying Social Security, they'd taken $10,000 from me. They give you those little rundowns that
right.
they mail to you from time to time, saying how much
yeah.
money they have. And as far as I'm concerned, I consider that money lost. It's gone to me. But nonetheless, they are extracting wealth by force from most people who work and they get a paycheck. So I don't see anything, particularly wrong with it. Obviously, it would be best to get something that I don't know what strings come attached to this whole disability program, if any. I would imagine there are some when it comes to it being a government program. Are you familiar with, what sort of hoops you might have to jump through?
A lot. Actually, what I have is from the others I've spoken with, they have a difficulty getting Social Security because it's not really recognized as a disability. It kind of comes and goes, You're not disabled all of the time, but you never know when you're going to wake up and not be able to walk.
Mm-hmm.
So it's kind
That's of so terrible. I'm so sorry.
I'm sorry, what?
I'm just so sorry that you're going through that. That's difficult. Have you tried alternative medicine and all that?
Yeah, I've definitely looked into other things. I have the more severe end of it, so I have to take a high quantity of medication to even live, kind of, which is difficult. But,
if you send me an email, I have a gathering of friends that are all into alternative medicine that have had, amazing results with people. I will put you in contact with them.
Oh, wonderful. What's your email?
Did we set you up with a show email yet? I don't think we did.
I don't think so.
No, we haven't done that yet.
you can send it to Michelle7 at AOL, MichelleSeven at AOL.
Okay, cool.
And
put
in the subject heading Free Talk Live /lupus.
Okay.
And then
okay, cool.
I'll know.
Yeah, so, as far as signing up for the government, you're saying it would be difficult because of the circumstances that surround lupus? Is that what you were saying?
Yes, it's difficult. I know people who have had to fight with lawyers for 2 years just to get, to get considered. And I talked to one of my doctors who told me that he's like, well, until it actually does physical damage and your liver doesn't work or the kidney doesn't work anymore, they're not going to accept you. But everyone's like, oh, well, just keep applying and you can do it. And, I have a valid reason, but at the same time, I kind of have this, I'm completely for liberty. I don't think that it's right for people to just, go into the system. And with all the economic problems that are happening, it's hard for me to go through with it, And I start looking into it, and I start applying, and it's just such a difficult process that it's kind of hard for me to really want to go through with it,
I wish people
that were totally healthy were as courageous as you're being and as concerned about
freedom
and not using state funds and stuff.
Rachel, will you let us know what happens with your case as it kind of develops?
Yeah, I can definitely keep in touch and let you guys know.
Best wishes. I hope you get well, and thanks for the call tonight. Appreciate hearing from you. Let's talk to Zach, listening in Bradenton, Florida. Zach, you're on Free Talk Live with Ian and Michelle.
Before what I called about, I want to comment on the last caller.
Sure.
I kind of have the same problem, but due to attention and obsessive compulsive, where it's kind of hard to keep down some jobs. But I found one that works for me. But she could always do something that's more where she's in control of her own income, like a craft or make things,
Great point. I'm glad you brought that up. It was something I'd intended to say at the beginning of the call, but I got a little distracted from that. And if you're relying on somebody else to employ you, then that can make life difficult under difficult medical circumstances. But if you're self-employed, if you're creating a product or service and offering it to the marketplace, you can take some time off usually if you're running your own ship, and you'll be all right.
Yeah, that's really my goal when I want to go into engineering. Work more on a project basis where I could just take my own time, not rely on really anyone, just have short-term contracts. like
sometimes it takes time to get up to that point, which might be the most tricky part for her. And obviously, we don't know what she does.
There's a learning curve to whatever you want to learn, whatever you want to do.
And there's an investment curve as well. It's not just a learning curve, but in any business, in order for it to become profitable, there's an investment period where it takes a lot of your time and maybe a lot of your money up front. You know, for instance, Free Talk Live, we didn't make money at this show for years. I mean, it took 5 years.
You know, ethical or not, but there is, you know, obviously available funds if you don't. If you don't have any qualms with getting it from the government, there's always money. Like she said, she's in a situation where she may or may not get it from the government. If she goes into business for herself, she might have something, you know, some money that she can use maybe towards that to make more money.
So what else are you calling about tonight, Zach?
I live in Bradenton, Florida, and we have this weekly magazine called Gotcha. And it shows everyone that was arrested in the past week in Manatee and Sarasota County.
Oh, wow.
Which, it's an interesting magazine. I usually get it. It's a dollar. It's like a printed on newsprint.
Who is printing that? Is it the sheriff's department?
No, it's a private person. It's all publicly available on the internet.
Right.
And I just usually buy it, and I you know, if I see anybody that I know, just, you know, wish them good luck.
Mm-hmm.
Or, you know, send it, talk to other people about it, you know, friends that maybe went to high school and we know each other and stuff like that.
Sure.
Just to, you know, just to keep up on random people. But quite a bit, you see VOP in front of everything.
Violation of probation.
It's sometimes up to 40 or 50% of the entire magazine.
So sad. Those are people's lives that are being destroyed by a system that does nothing to rehabilitate
them.
And
families.
Thanks, Zach, for the call and the heads up on that. I appreciate it. Toll-free number here, 855-450-FREE. That's 1-855-450-3733. And nobody cares about people in jail. Oh, they must all be bad. That's what people say to themselves.
If you constantly feel run down and tired, your pH level might be low and your body could be full of toxins. If what you drink is not at a pH level of 8 or higher, you are inviting bacteria and acid to thrive in your body. But there is something you can do. Simply add 10 drops of AlkaVision plasma pH drops to your water to help your body rid itself of acidic waste, increase oxygen, and raise your pH balance to optimum levels. AlkaVision plasma pH drops combine a unique formula of the most alkaline minerals in the world, alkalizing the water you drink, ridding your body of acidic waste and toxins, and helping you regain energy and vibrant health. And studies show viruses, bacteria, and toxins cannot survive in an alkaline high pH environment. Order your bottle of AlkaVision plasma pH drops at AlkaVision.com. That's AlkaVision.com. Or call 269-409-1776. 269-409-1776. Alkalize your body. Supercharge your health at AlkaVision.com today.
What happened, man? You used to be energetic, happy, and wow, did the ladies love you. Now, you fall asleep on the couch, irritable, and out of shape. Don't be that guy. Call now for a risk-free trial of Ageless Male, a natural supplement shown to raise testosterone by 50% and maintain healthy, normal levels. No injections, no appointments. With healthy testosterone levels, you can feel that energy again, that great outlook again, and yes, even a healthy sex drive. Right now, you can try Ageless Male risk-free. There's nothing to lose, guys. If you're a man who's noticed changes in your body, your mood, your sex life, call now for a risk-free trial of Ageless Male. Be the guy you used to be. Just call 1-888-246-0623. Don't wait another day. Just call 1-888-246-0623. Again, 1-888-246-0623.
If you owe the IRS money you can't pay, then listen carefully, because you already know that the problem won't go away by itself. You can get help today from the leading tax expert in the country, Dan Pilla.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. The IRS isn't going to just forget about you. Right now, the IRS is hiring thousands of tax collectors to go after delinquent accounts just like yours. That's why you need to take action today, and I can help. I take a simple but proven approach to solving your tax debt problem. First, I stabilize collections so you don't have to worry about wage and bank levies. Next, I build a detailed plan to get your debt reduced to the fullest extent possible, sometimes even eliminated. Finally, I work with you every step of the way to get your problem solved once and for all. So call now for a free consultation. Call 1-800-346-6829.
Dan Pilla will solve your tax problem, guaranteed. He's helped thousands of people and he can help you too. Call us today at 800-346-6829. That's 800-34-NO-TAX.
Hi, this is Alex Jones. Did you know that the global elite are now storing non-hybrid seeds in secret storage vaults near the Arctic Circle? Did you know that in a real meltdown, non-hybrid seeds can become more valuable than silver or gold? It's true, seeds have outperformed even gold and silver before in this country, and it's possible that could even happen again. So our friends at Solutions from Science have put together the perfect mix of non-hybrid seeds. They call it a survival seed bank, and it can produce an endless supply of nutrient-dense food for you and your family. And here's the best part. These seeds have not been genetically modified in any way, and you actually get enough seeds to plant a full acre crisis garden. So visit them today at survivalseedbank.com. That's survivalseedbank.com, or give them a call at 877-327-0365. That's 877-327-0365. Remember, in a real crisis, non-hybrid seeds are the ultimate barter item. This is Alex Jones for survivalseedbank.com.
You're listening to Free Talk Live. Call 1-855-450-FREE. That's 1-855-450-FREE.
Free Talk Live. Moments remain. Maybe enough time for your thoughts if you're already on the line. If not, well, you can call us tomorrow night. We'll do this show every single night of the week. So join us Monday through Sunday from 7 to 10 Eastern over at freetalklive.com. And are you on your local radio station? Wait, we're not on your local station? Well, you can always contact them, and you can ask real nice-like for Free Talk Live, and you never know. Maybe they'll pick up the Saturday show. Maybe they'll pick us up all seven nights a week. If you ask, you might receive. So if you want to get details on how to do that, you can go to localfaq.freetalklive.com. We'll give you some information on how to contact your local talk station. Though we do have over 100 great radio stations across the country that carry the show at various times throughout the week. You can learn more over at localfaq.freetalklive.com. To the phones and the fun. Let's go to Jeff listening in Cincinnati to XM Satellite Radio's America's Talk. Hey, Jeff.
Hey. My neighbor's over there in Wall Street on that, being one of them protesters. Now, sir, I'm not a college-educated man. I've worked my hands and back since I was 15 years old. And these people, my neighbors are college-educated people. And I think I told them, you could have put a gun to my head, and I'm not signing no damn mortgage, $1,000, just because the bank says your home goes up in value every year.
You said you're not signing what?
They went signed. They kept on refinancing their home to buy all these new cars, boats, and everything.
Right, go on vacations, put their kids in through school, etc.
And you know what I told them? I said my daddy taught me a lot of things in life, and he told me slavery didn't end with the Civil War. He said, "If you owe people money, you're a slave to them."
I like your daddy.
You're a slave to them if you owe money.
That's right.
And I don't owe nobody nothing.
Good on you, man.
You guys are screwballs. You see, it's the bank's fault. They put a gun to your head and made you sign that loan? How is it their fault?
You know, you probably are a cash kind of guy. My son just walked in a little bit ago.
I've never had a credit card in my life.
There you go. And he said to me,
I see too many people ruin their lives. I mean, I have two boys I put to college, right? They come home and they show me their shiny new credit card. I said, wait a minute, where the hell did you get a credit card at? You don't even have a job.
Right. Well, the banks are all too willing to give them.
They want you to be in debt when you get out of school.
Yes, they do.
And work your whole life to pay it back.
Yeah, they want those college kids to have college loans and credit card debt, and then you're absolutely right.
Then they own you.
You're owned, no doubt.
It's like my two cats. I never bought them cat food. And my wife said, why? I said, because out there in that field, plenty of mice. And them cats are healthy as horses. I said, them other cats in the neighborhood are always going to the vet because they eat cat food. I think it's all rigged. I think them pets spike that cat food to make them cats sick.
I love this guy.
Yeah, I know. He's awesome.
I think the whole system's rigged.
Yeah, absolutely.
It's like this whole situation with the Wall Street people. I don't know about you, fellas, but in my life, I don't trust anybody when it comes to money or women. And
do you trust women with your money?
Well, my wife's done me good. I've been married 32 years.
Right on.
There you go.
And
hey,
you know what my daddy told me? Why I've been married 32 years, ma'am?
Why is that?
It's not about finding the right person in your life. It's about being the right person.
awesome.
I try to be the right person for my wife.
What is your name?
I try to be the right person for
my name. This is Jeff.
Jeff, and you're from where?
Cincy.
Cincinnati, and the Reds suck this year. But
hey, right, Jeff, now, you know, from
to your comments, yeah, he's got lots of good things to say. I love this guy. To your comments about the guys down in Wall Street, there are a lot of different people in Wall Street. And Michelle, you went down there for a few days, so you got to meet a lot of them. Some of them, you're right, some of them basically want their loans to be wiped away, and I think it's a very irresponsible position to take. But on the other hand, some of them are rightly pointing out that the banking system itself is screwed up, that fractional reserve banking
and the corporatism is bad for the economy.
For example, my boss, okay? My boss told me, I asked him about U.S. business sitting on record profits, and he sat down and he said, look, I'll tell you something, sir, buddy. I have never used my money to grow my business. I use the bank's money. And if the bank don't lend me money, I'm scared to death. My payroll's $230,000 a week. Now, let me ask you something, you two people right now. If you had to come up with $230,000 this Friday, would you be nervous if the bank wanted an anal exam to lend you money?
Would I be nervous if the bank wanted
anal exam.
That's what I thought he'd say. Yeah, absolutely.
He said, well, you got a payroll to meet. You have to have access to credit. He said, our entire economy is based on access to credit and revolving debt.
Yep.
He said,
as opposed to frugality and savings.
Well, now, wait a minute, ma'am. If you had to go to the car lot to buy a brand new car, and the only way you could buy that car is go in there with a suitcase full of money and pay cash for it, they wouldn't sell a hell of a lot of cars. But the fact is, the average American buys a brand new car. It's almost half their annual salary.
Right, because they want it now.
The way they borrow money from the bank.
Yep, and that's because they want it now. They can't wait. They have to have it, and they can't put off their gratification. And so they pay the price. They pay through the nose. And the price of a brand new car, just flat, is expensive enough.
Yes.
But then you add in the cost of financing that brand new car, and it goes the price goes through the roof. It's crazy.
Well,
for those that have been holding cash, though, this is a really good time for everyone. My son just got back from doing a little shopping. He was buying socks, and he said, I don't understand, this recession, why people are complaining. Everything's 50 to 75% off. And, I pointed out the reason why they're complaining is because they don't have any cash, any money to buy those goods, even at 50 to 75% off. So for those that have been holding cash, now is a good time to store up on goods.
Yeah, I highly recommend against acquiring debt for oneself. I think it's generally a very destructive thing. I've done it twice in my life, and those were home mortgages. And I'm glad I have a home, rather than having to rent a place. I think for me that was constructive debt, but I think in many cases debt is very dangerous for people.
Well, my brother, my one brother, he's a professional alcoholic. I mean, he never works his work, goes to work every day, and he can't understand. He looks like he's built like Steve Seagal. He's a 5'3" black belt, and women like him. But he's been married 6 times, and he said, "Why don't women want me anymore?" I said, "Well, for one reason, and they don't like it when you spend all your money on alcohol."
Yeah,
he's the most irresponsible person when it comes to that, and they don't like it when you spend the rent money. I said, you can't talk to people like that. Alcoholics, and you can't talk to people that don't know how to manage their money. You just can't talk to them.
Jeff, you're the man. I appreciate your call, and I thank you for the thoughts. Don't hesitate to call us again, and thank you, sir. 855-450-FREE is the number. Let's go to Paul in Asheville, North Carolina. Paul, you're on Free Talk Live with the Ed and Michelle.
Hey.
Hey, Paul.
So I have some questions about your time in jail.
Sure. I spent 58 days in Cheshire County Department of Corrections, or as I like to call it, the Keene Spiritual Retreat. Go ahead with your thoughts.
Right. For delaying a cop car for 1 minute or so.
Maybe 45 seconds.
Yeah. Anyhow. So I'm just curious because jail fascinates me. I've been twice, never for that. I've 3 days and then just a few hours one time. Mm-hmm. So I'm just wondering, did you see any contraband while you were there?
Didn't see any, but then again, I wasn't in the market for it.
Were you aware of anybody? Or
yes, I was aware that there were a variety of drugs available in the jail, as I understood it from some of my cellmates. It's just that, you know, for me, I don't need to get high.
Right. I know.
I'm not going to risk having more time in jail just so I can get to, you know, get a buzz. But I'm some curious. Guys will.
What was available?
I know for sure marijuana was available.
So that means it's coming in from someone on the outside.
It's coming in. Yeah, they have work crews.
Hold on. I'll get to that.
Yeah, marijuana was available, and I've heard that other things were available, but the specifics were not given to me.
Such as, like, probably, like, prescriptions or tobacco or something.
Prescriptions are relatively popular amongst drug users, so it's likely that that's the case. I know that cigarettes or tobacco of some sort was available. Also, likely, I would imagine heroin was in there as well.
Okay. What about weapons?
What about weapons? Did I see any weapons? No, I did not see any weapons. I did not hear about weapons.
Or anything like that.
What's that?
Were you aware of it or anything like
no,
that?
No, I was not aware of anything like that happening
it's
at all.
He's probably like an undercover cop, and he's like seeking you out so he can like...
Well, I wouldn't give any names.
No, I'm a long-time listener, and eventually going to be in the Free State.
Yeah, excellent.
So, did you hear about any rumors of how you know how it would come in?
Well, there's only two ways it could come in. One is rectally, and two is through a guard. And most of it comes.
You have to squat cough.
That doesn't matter. That doesn't matter. They do it anyway. And some guards are more attentive to you know, the rectal area than others. So let's just say that. Most of it's coming in through people's butts. See you tomorrow night online. In the meantime, freetalklive.com. Thanks, Paul.
Hi, I'm Mark Craighead, founder of Crossbreed Holsters. Are you looking for a concealed carry holster? Crossbreed Holsters is the home of the world-famous Super Tuck, the most comfortable concealed carry holster on the market today. Try one out and see how truly discreet and comfortable carrying concealed can be, and find out why we call it the ugliest holster you'll ever love. We are the standard others try to imitate.
Get the original. Get your Super Tuck at crossbreedholsters.com. Again, that's crossbreedholsters.com.
The Ruger LC9. Compact, powerful, and perfect for personal protection. The LC9 is only slightly larger than the popular Ruger LCP. Features a checkered grip frame to provide a secure and comfortable grip, and includes a finger grip extension floor plate. The LC9 also has a dovetailed high-visibility 3-dot sight system, blued alloy steel barrel, manual safety, and loaded chamber indicator. The LC9, another innovative American-made product from Ruger. Learn more about the Ruger LC9 at ruger.com/LC9.